Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Second half of Ben and Woods here on a Thursday, getting a little closer to the conference championship games in the NFL. Joining us in 1 hour will be the Princess of Darkness herself, Amy Trask, of the CBS Sports Network pregame show, former Raiders executive. Get her thoughts on the games coming up this weekend. We'll certainly have our fambling picks tomorrow, Woods.
Oh.
After your perfect weekend, 4-0 in the divisional round of the playoffs. I'm very interested to see who you're going to pick tomorrow in the conference championship games.
My bets are in, my friend.
Oh,
they
good.
Are in. I'm feeling confident about them, too.
It's a 24-hour tease right there.
That's exactly
for
right.
What's coming up. I did not know. I did not know that our country, until yesterday, had a National Youth Poet Laureate. But if there was one breakout star from yesterday's inauguration, it was, I believe her name is Amanda Gorman.
Yeah.
Did you see
any
of that? I know you didn't watch much, but that was all over social media.
Watched that on Twitter, actually. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I feel like it was a missed opportunity for our Hammer, though, to be our National Youth Poet Laureate.
Hammer.
Love it!
I don't know how far, if there was a contest for Youth Poet Laureate, I don't know how far he would get. I enjoy his poetry. You enjoy his poetry. Paul does. I don't know.
I bet he could rhyme a lot of things with Biden.
Fiden? Like you've been, we were fighting.
Yeah. Riding.
Like
riding in a car. Hiding.
Very good.
I can't find me. I'm hiding.
Sliding.
Oh, this is nice.
Widen.
In a world without sports, what is this boy supposed to do? These games have controlled my life since before I could even control my own poo. The month of March has always been able to pride itself on its madness. Now all of March's glory has been taken over by a virus and sadness. Coronavirus has taken the NCAA tournament.
Picture Hammer on the stairs of the Lincoln Memorial.
But it's not all that bad because I truly do love being in self-quarantine.
In an Iverson
I got Hulu,
jersey
I got Netflix,
or something.
I got Disney Plus and HBO.
Like, Alex, we told
I even
you
spent
you
the
to wear a button down.
Have you ever heard of a poetry slam?
Yes.
It's like a poetry competition.
Yes.
Hammer against Amanda Gorman, head-to-head in a
Some
poetry
serious
slam.
Serious Ben-splaining done just there.
Yeah, did you see that? Well, now, I was an English major. Yeah, I've read more poetry than you can even fathom.
So you've competed in a poetry slam.
Never
before.
Once. Never once. But,
Hot Wednesday night at the campus bookstore and Woods attending the poetry slam? Is that how it works?
No chance. A little tight black mock turtleneck. Bam, pop, sizzle.
I picture Hammer, like, at the Washington Monument in a tuxedo T-shirt.
Yeah, it's just a T-shirt. 100%. 100%. He would be in a jersey. They'd be like, dude, can we get this kid a jacket? We told you to wear a jacket, Alex.
Wearing a Texans Deshaun Watson jersey.
No doubt, dude. And, like, an Expos hat.
Did you see somebody? I think they were in Kamala Harris's family was wearing like retro Jordan 1s.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody like paused the broadcast and zoomed in. They're like, it was the like corner of the screen, somebody just walking by, and somebody paused and goes, yo, who's got the Jordan 1s?
Who's got the Jordan 1s?
Like her nephew in law.
So great.
It was awesome.
So great. Yeah, that's definitely a missed opportunity for us.
I think the tweet of the day for the inauguration yesterday was, let's see, I retweeted from Michael Baumann, who said, former Padres outfielder Garth Brooks singing at the inauguration. What an offseason that team is having.
So true.
We have a little bit of Garth, don't we, Paulie?
Oh, yeah.
A wretch like me.
What do you think?
I was lost.
Acapella sucks. It's hard. So hard to do.
It's not like what I would have thought when I when I heard Garth Brooks was going to be
the
there.
But now I see.
I think he got the notes all correct.
He did. I mean, it's nice.
It was very nice.
So that's Garth Brooks singing Amazing Grace. Paulie, what else did we pull?
We had Foo Fighters.
Oh, this is nice.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road that drives away. Follows you back home. I'm a streetlight shining down. I'm a white light blind and bright, burning off and on. Times like these, you learn to live again. It's times like these, you give and give again.
Pretty good.
It's times like these, you learn to love.
Does it ever kick
again.
In? Or just gonna do organ.
It's times like these, time. It's times like
kicks in a little bit here.
Kick in. I want to hear a little kick in. Oh.
Took 3 minutes, but they got there.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
Lord. Oh, I like that.
All right. Now, of course, they had to play to the aging sports writer crew out there. By inviting the boss, Bruce Springsteen, to perform at the inauguration as well.
So. Millions of 64-year-old men just unbuckled, started unbuckling
America,
their pants.
I'm proud
stick
to
their
be
pants
here
off.
In cold Washington, D.C. tonight.
What is Washington, D.C., by the
country.
Way?
This is land of hope and dreams.
What is Washington, D.C.?
Grab your ticket and your suitcase.
Like up in Encinitas, Cardiff by the sea.
Cardiff by the sea.
Him having me here, Washington, D.C.
You what? Don't know where you're going now, but you know you won't be back, darling, if you're weary.
I want to understand. I want
to lay your head upon my chest.
He's really
we'll
getting more Bob Dylan like
very much.
Yeah, and we'll leave the rest. Well, big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams.
I want
rub it up, up.
I want to understand more. I do. I'm. You know, it's my new thing. Trying to be more open-minded. It's not like I haven't tried.
I don't get it. Finally,
happy to be here in Washington, D.C.
Finally, Woods, one of our stars of Corona content, if I am not mistaken, from this past year, John Bon Jovi also performed a rendition of Here Comes the Sun.
So this is one that I purposely did not watch. I did not want to hear because I knew I wanted my natural on-air reaction. First time hearing it.
Tammy's work on the
top. That's not it.
He's down on his lucky toe.
That's not it, Paul.
Okay, fine.
Tears coming out of my eyes. What's funny is I was sitting in this exact chair 6 months ago to the day laughing just as hard the first time we heard John punch it.
All right, fine. I'll play. This is the real.
All right, let's hear. This
is the real performance. The real inauguration. You two and your game. If I like to play,
bro. If I die, I want you guys to play that John Bon Jovi at my funeral.
He's down on his lucky toe.
It's my favorite thing. It really is my favorite thing.
That's yeah, that might be my favorite piece of audio that we have ever played on this show.
I'm telling you, this, nothing gets me more than that one.
I'm
gonna throw
be thanking that man for helping us get through like, some long, dry months in 2020.
I can't tell you how much I love the song Living on a Prayer. I love it. I think it's great. As it was originally done on Slippery When Wet in 1986, that version of it, it's ruined it for me. I don't even think I could listen to it anymore. I think it would just kill me. Oh, my God. Thank you for that.
We got to what we've got.
Doesn't
make a difference, big it or not.
One thing I found, you know, I do find this funny about the when you know, there's a change in power, Ben. Like, you see Biden in the Oval Office yesterday just signing orders, wiping out everything Trump did. Trump did the same thing 4 years ago, same day, just bam, bam, bam. It's like, it's crazy. It's just crazy. It's like, are we ever, I don't know. Isn't that weird to you? Like, oh, 4 years of this, we'll get rid of that with one signature. Oh, we're going to do this too, sign here.
Probably another four years. Another,
exactly.
Stack of documents.
It's wild to me. It's like, all my work for naught.
That the rest of us, we just go on.
We just go on.
Show up to work and on with our lives every single day.
I was almost mesmerized yesterday, though, watching the inauguration. And then after he gets sworn in, you know, they got so many things to do. They got to go to this place to get a gift. And then they got to drive over to the cemetery
I'd hate every second. Stand
there for 5 minutes. And then they got to get in the car. And then they got to go over here. And it's like military precision. And I get it. It's tradition. We've been doing it forever. But a lot of it seems I wash like for
honestly,
show.
Paul, if you're president, every day is like that.
Yeah,
it's scheduled down to the minute, you know, the second, basically. Well, most presidents.
Most presidents have that. It's called pomp and circumstance, and there was a lot of it yesterday.
All right, little from the inauguration yesterday.
Oh, that killed me.
We have Don't Do This coming up next, Woods. The NBA, it's sad that it has come to this in the NBA. We'll let you know what I'm talking about. That is coming up next. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.